continue with the laws of prayer. Today we'll do chapter 103, and we're talking about, you know, the human condition today. He says, Mishin is amen, is damen loy, ruach bitfilos itush. You got to talk about cover all grounds, which means either you have to pass gas or you have to burp during the davening of boy gimel sifim while you're standing amida, which has three sifim. Aleph. Number one, hoya imit bitfila. If you are standing in prayer and gas comes out from the bottom, so you have to wait until the odor subsides, and then you go back to the place where you stopped. Number two, base, sieve base, subsection two. If he needs to pass gas, and you cannot hold back, you're in a lot of pain, you have to pass the gas. So you walk back for Amos, and then you pass the gas. And you should not go to the side. You go backwards. Because your face, you still have to face the place that you used to daven. So it shouldn't appear like you're totally interrupting your davening. So you're just stepping back. And you don't intend to go back to the davening. You shouldn't appear like that. If you walked away to the sides, it would seem like you're all done. This way, when you walk backwards and you're still facing the same place, and he waits until the reach, until the odor subsides. And he says, Master of the verse, you say this thing. He says, Yitzartonu, the kovim, chalulim, you created us. It's similar to the blessing we make after using the facilities. With which is a prayer that you're saying that basically that we know our shame, we're embarrassed with this, that we're, what are we, just human beings, just flesh and blood and things like that. When we die, we'll be maggots and dust, you know, there's nothing, you know, what is a person? And he says, this would not be considered an interruption in his prayer. He tells him to say this prayer, but this would be an interruption in the prayer. Because it's already been interrupted through the gas. So then you go back to your place. So you do that, and you say that prayer, and you walk back to your place. And you start to the place where you stop. Don't complete your prayer to the place that you have backed off to. Since you started at this spot, and the divine set this place over here, so you got to continue there. And once you needed to pass the gas, you moved away from where the Shekhinah. So then you have to go back to the place where you set up for the Shekhinah. But it says, nowadays, even the people that are very particular and they're very careful and they don't say this prayer, they don't move away the four Amos. And there's those that learned a merit to say, the only time you have to move away is when you're davening at home. But when you're davening in the public, you know, you want to point somebody else did it, not you. So when you're davening, that would be a great embarrassment for a person. Everybody will see his shame and his embarrassment. So then you don't have to move away at all, and let everybody think somebody else did it. Shagodl kaved abriyas, because it's more important the honor of the people, even than the Hashem doesn't mind it to protect the people. And since one doesn't have to distance, you don't also say that prayer. Because his shame and his embarrassment is not obvious, it's not recognizable. You just wait, you stop until the odor subsides. But this only applies if the person cannot hold back. But if you are able to, you should hold yourself back. b'choma de efsher, as much as you can, shaloi lafiach b'tfila, not to pass gas in the prayer, ve'em b'zeh mishum bal tishaktsu, and there doesn't apply to this the prohibition of bal tishaktsu, of not to cause yourself to become disgusting by that. You know, usually we say a person used to needs a facility should go right away. Even if you need to, you know, do your needs, as said in Simet Tzadik Beis, the person should control himself, as we learned over there in section 92, and over there in subsection 2, it says that it depends, you know, but he goes through the different levels. At what point, if you're so have to go, you can't totally control when it would apply the Baal Teshaktsu and when not. Number three, finally, he says, "I'm isatish b'tfilose milmato." He says, "One who passes gas, even pochamaetis, even as a small she'ena mashmas kol, that does not give off a sound, simaraloi, is a bad sign for him." But milamailo, if you pass gas from the top, simen yofeloi, that's a good sign for him. Shekshem sheis nachasruach milmato, just like they do for him a pleasantness below, shoyitu shunoich lodom, because the burp or whatever is makes the person feels good for the person. Kachayich aysim loy nachasruach milamailo. So Hashem will also do for him a pleasantness from above, to fulfill his requests and what he's asking for.
It's like you burp a baby and they feel better after.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.